Life is amazing. I want to elaborate on this metaphor that's very helpful for orienting people in this work. So if you're new to personal development and to self-actualization, then this is for you. And that's the metaphor of the rat in the maze. And this is sort of going to put everything together in a big picture for you with what we're doing with actualize.org. And of course, what that means is what you're doing in life. You start life like a rat dropped into a maze. Think about that. Don't just skip over it, but really think about what that means. To be a rat dropped in a maze, you start life with zero understanding. That means you have no idea who you are in this life. No idea what reality is, what this maze is, why it's here. No idea what anything means. No idea the value of anything. No idea what's right or what's wrong. No idea what to fear or what to desire. No idea what traps and dangers exist. No idea how your body works. No idea how your mind works. No idea how your emotions work or what they mean. No idea how society works. No idea who to trust. No idea what death is. No idea what to do. No idea how to distinguish the truth from falsehood. No idea who the good guys are who the bad guys are. No idea what's possible or what's impossible. And you don't even have the idea that you are inside of a maze yet. That's where you begin life. Think about that. That's a sobering fact right there. And that is your situation. You've been scrambling through this maze for your entire life, from the very beginning up to where you are right now. And this whole time, you've basically just been flying by the seat of your pants. You've been winging it. And mostly, you didn't even have an idea that you were inside of a maze. Because very quickly, you were bombarded with all sorts of programming from your family, from your school, from your friends, from your culture, from the media, and elsewhere, that started to make you believe that the maze is more well understood than it really is. And everybody around you started telling you that, oh, look, it's this way. Here's how it is. Here's what the goals are. Here's what the values are. Here's what everything means. Here's what's right and wrong. And all of that. Such that very quickly, probably within 10 years of your life, you almost completely lost sight of the fundamental predicament that you are in, that you were born into, which is that you don't know. And these deep, profound, existential questions about the very nature of the maze and why you're in it at all, these were very quickly replaced and crowded out of your mind by all the programming that you received. And then once you were programmed with that, then you went off to the races and you started crawling through this maze, like the rat that you are, chasing after cheese. Convinced that what you want is cheese. Running from bit of cheese to bit of cheese to bit of cheese. But of course, the problem with every piece of cheese is that it only lasts you for so long. You nibble on it, and then before you know it, it's gone. And then you're starving again, and you need another piece of cheese. And so you keep running. And so that's where you find yourself. And in this process, you've lost sight of the big picture. And you've stopped asking the deep questions. You've stopped caring about them because you've been so convinced by everyone around you, by all the other rats running around. You've been convinced that they know what's up because all of them are chasing cheese. So you think that, well, hey, this must be a game of chasing cheese. That's what this thing must be. And then that's what you start to do. And this is such a big problem that you don't even know. You don't even realize that there can be an alternative to chasing cheese. And you forget about the big epistemic problems that you started life with. Namely, who do you trust? What do you do? What should you be working towards in this life? You've lost sight of this. You've stopped asking these questions. You've stopped caring about understanding. But understanding is the key to unraveling this whole maze, don't you see? Understanding is your fundamental problem. Whatever other problems you think you have in life, they all boil down to a lack of understanding, a lack of existential understanding. And the tragic irony of that is when I use that word existential or metaphysical or epistemic, people's eyes glaze over and they tune out and they think I'm talking about something that has nothing to do with their life. The tragic irony here is that understanding would solve all of your little petty problems, but you're so busy solving your petty little problems that you're too busy to care about developing deep understanding of what the hell is going on here. That's the core problem. And that problem stems from the fact that you've lost touch with your fundamental predicament, with the situation that you're in. You know much less about the maze than you ever thought you did. And mankind as a whole, and especially our culture as a whole, knows far less about the maze than it likes to claim that it does. Because it's really tempting, especially these days in the 21st century, you know, it was different 2,000 years ago. Because 2,000 years ago, reality still seemed very mystical back then, and it seemed very mysterious, and there were so many unanswered questions that it was obvious to everybody that there's so much stuff we don't know. We've only seen the tip of the iceberg. But today, in the 21st century, it's the exact opposite. The illusion is almost total, and society presents itself to you like it knows and understands and it's figured out all of reality, except for a few minor details, which the scientist will figure out in the next 100 years. And then by then, we'll wrap this whole thing up. That's the idea. That's the story you're presented with. And nothing could be further from the truth. So what do you do when you're in this situation? What do you do when you're a rat dropped in the maze? Well, you go back to the fundamentals. And the first thing you do is you appreciate the depth of the problem, which is something that most people have never paused for a minute to really ponder, is the depth of this predicament. Most people just start running off after the cheese. To really sit there and to ponder, don't skip over this point, ponder this for days, for weeks, you ponder this, the depth of your predicament, how little you really know, to start to question all your motives and ideas about what reality is and what you should be doing within it and your place within it and what's possible and what's impossible, to really start to understand that you don't know these things. You've maybe only been led to believe certain things, but you don't really know for yourself. That's step number one. And only by completing step number one, by really comprehending the gravity of your situation, then you can move on to step number two, which is making a commitment to figuring this out. And this is a lifelong commitment you make. This is a serious commitment. This is no frivolous commitment. This is a commitment more serious than marriage. This is a commitment more serious than having children. It's the commitment to figure out what this maze is at a fundamental level. Not to get somebody's stories and opinions about it, but to really figure it out such that you understand how the whole thing works and why it's here. This is the point of life. The point of life is to figure out the maze. But you can't get to this point unless you first really understand the depth of your predicament. which is why I'm stressing this point. This maze that you're in, it's vast and it's profoundly misleading, far more misleading than you ever imagined or were ever led to believe. It's a maze within a maze within a maze within a maze. And it's no ordinary dumb box of a maze. This is a non-physical maze. This throws people for a loop. The maze is non-physical. It's clever. It's intelligent. It's deeply intelligent. It's no dumb box. It's no mechanical clockwork. This maze is filled with incredible horrors and delights. This maze is filled with dead ends, shiny distractions, and false exits. Just when you think you've solved the maze is actually when you've gone deeper into the maze. It's counterintuitive. It's paradoxical. It tends to work backwards. It tends to have backfiring mechanisms where you do one thing where you think that's going to get you to the end, and it actually ends up sinking you deeper to a deeper level of the maze. And you don't know what the maze will hold. That's a key point. That's a key point. It seems so obvious, but that's precisely where people go wrong, is they don't appreciate the fact that to admit and to really comprehend the fact that you don't know what's in this maze, what lies around the corner. And there are so many different corners in the maze, so many different alleyways you can go down, and you just don't know what's going to be down one of these alleyways. It could be a terrible horror, or it could be the most miraculous, magical thing that you could possibly conceive. And you don't know unless you explore that particular alleyway. But see, people get trained by looking at all the other rats. They follow only those alleyways that all the other rats are following. That means that the majority of the maze, 99% of the maze, never gets explored by most rats. Most rats stick to the well-trodden thoroughfares. And that gets you a false sense of thinking like, well, but Leo, I've kind of gone down various corridors and I kind of know what the maze is. No, you've only gone down those corridors which 99% of all the other dumb rats have gone down chasing cheese. You've only gone down those corridors that have cheese. And so therefore, that gives you a completely distorted notion of what reality holds and what's possible and what's impossible. This maze isn't just vast and deep. It's literally infinite. You're inside of an infinite maze with no beginning and no end. That's why I say it's non-physical. Just to think that you are inside of a physical maze is already to trap yourself within a maze inside the maze. Because this notion of physicality and materiality, this notion of reality, and to hold reality as something objective and tangible and real out there and that you know and that you understand, that already is to trap yourself. That's already to limit your ability to explore this maze. Because once you lock yourself into that paradigm, then that's the only parts of the maze you can explore are those parts that appear physical to you. And you also start to grossly underestimate how clever and intelligent and deceptive this maze can be. Because when you think of the maze as just being a dumb box with no cleverness behind it, then you never expect that it could really deceive you and trick you. Why would you? It's just a dumb box. But when you start to suspect that the maze is alive, it's dynamic, it's evolving, it's morphing and shifting, it's a trickster. When you start to suspect that, when you start to suspect that the maze is your own mind, then you start to take seriously the possibility of deceptions and illusions and self-deceptions and all forms of trickery. And then it becomes much more interesting. Then all sorts of new possibilities open up for you. then you even start to consider the possibility that maybe physicality itself, reality itself, is just a little corner of this much vaster system. But even though this maze is infinite, it is possible to escape it. It is possible to understand it, and it is possible to master it. So at this point, you might be saying to yourself, well, Leo, okay, fine. So tell me, how do I solve this maze then? You have all the answers. And of course, if only it were that easy. I can't tell you how to solve your maze. Because the truth is that you created your own maze. And every rat's maze is different. So no one can tell you how to solve your maze because your maze is unique. Every rat has a unique maze. Every rat starts in a different part of this infinite maze. And because this maze is non-physical, because it's alive and dynamic and intelligent and evolving, the maze is not the same as it is from year to year and era to era. The maze of 100 years ago is not the maze of today. Is not the maze of 1,000 years ago, is not the maze that your children will be running through. The maze of someone born in India is not the same as the maze of someone born in Africa or America or China or Russia or Europe. And anyways, it's not about me giving you the answer to escaping the maze. It's about the journey. That's the beauty of this maze, is that you've been put inside it to figure it out. It's a puzzle. I hope you like puzzles, because that's what you've been born into. If you don't like puzzles, man, you're gonna have some difficulty with life, because life's a puzzle. So you better start to develop a love for puzzles, figuring shit out. That's your job here. And of course, even though the maze is different for everybody, there are still many commonalities between all the rats. Rats can be different, but also rats all tend to be the same. They tend to fall into the same predictable traps. Rats tend to be very, very predictable creatures, as you are. And that's what Actualize.org helps you with, to the extent that I can help you at all in navigating this maze, is I can help you with pointing out the various traps and pitfalls and all the ways in which you are predictable. And that's what Actualize.org is. That's what all the videos are. Every single video is basically pointing out various traps of the maze that you're falling into and struggling with. So I'm not going to go into all the detail here because I just can't, because that's what all the hundreds of other videos I have do, is they go in depth into one particular trap or another. And there are hundreds of these traps. There's not just a dozen. There's hundreds, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and much nuance and detail to every trap. You could spend years studying just one particular trap. People make entire careers out of helping people navigate just one particular trap, such as abusive relationships. You know, there are rats who will waste 10, 20, 30 years of their life trapped in an abusive relationship. That's one trap of this maze. Some other rat will spend 20 years watching television. That's another trap in this maze. Some other rat will go join some ideological group, some political party, and spend 10, 20 years doing that. And that will be a trap for them. And so there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these traps. Rats are dying every single day. Thousands of rats are getting killed by all these traps in this maze. So your job is to be more clever, to be smarter than the average rat. Otherwise, you'll end up just like them. And you know what? The brutal statistics are that less than 1% of rats ever solve this maze. That means that 99% of rats die without understanding what the maze is, or how it works, or why they were here. Look around you. Double check this for yourself. Look at all the people you know in your life, your family, your friends, your coworkers, your teachers, your mentors, and all of them. What are they? These are people who are stuck inside the maze along with you. And very few of them are working to solve the maze. Mostly what they're doing is they're just chasing cheese. Because most of the rats got programmed very early in life just to chase cheese, and that's all they know how to do. And then, of course, they trick themselves thinking that, well, but I, Leo, look how much cheese I've acquired in the maze. Haha, look at me. That must mean I've solved the maze because I got the most cheese. No, it doesn't. It just means you're the biggest rat in the maze. That's all that means. You become a big fat rat. That is not the same thing as escaping the maze. What does it mean to solve the maze? You solve the maze when you discover who you are, what reality is, and what your place is within this reality, what your purpose in it is. When you discover why the whole thing exists and how and why people get lost in this maze. What does it take to solve the maze? There are some key principles. These are the principles that you need to really think about and to master. And first and foremost is inquiry, research, and independent exploration. That's what that's what maze navigation is all about. It's about inquiry. Inquiry is about looking in different directions and exploring different alleyways to see what lies down that way. And that's what research boils down to. That's what exploration is. And of course, there's risks that come with every new alleyway that you go down. And this maze has some dangerous traps in it. Some stuff, some alleyways here in this maze, they'll kill you. So research is tricky. The problem is that most people don't do any serious research in life. They just stumble and bumble around. Just sort of like hitting walls like a fly in a glass bottle. Just sort of bumping into walls here and there and there and here. And, you know, there's no sense of strategy or like intelligence about how they go doing research in life. What research means is that you should be devouring books, teachers, workshops, videos, courses, Google, philosophy, contemplation, asking questions, forums, psychedelics. All of these are different ways of doing research. But almost nobody does this. And if they do, it's just purely by accident. They read some book accidentally. They take a psychedelic once accidentally on a whim because their friend gave them something. They don't even know what it is. They just take it. Or they watch a video accidentally, randomly, some random video about something, and then they forget about it the next day. They Google some search phrase and something comes up, but then they forget about that. And then maybe they ask a question, but it's a weak, piddly little question, and that question doesn't really change their life. And so they don't see the fundamental predicament of their lack of understanding, they don't bother to do any serious research. Or what they call research is actually, what a lot of people call research, is just following all the other rats. They think that's research. They think just reading books and blindly listening to videos is doing research. That's not research. What I mean by research is independent for yourself. School, that doesn't count as research. Everything you learn in school, throw it out. That ain't research. None of that counts towards your research. Everything you learn in university, if you have a PhD, if you're a professor, none of that counts. That ain't research. That's bullshit. That's not solving the maze. That's chasing cheese. That's you being programmed and indoctrinated. That's what that is. That's the opposite of research. By research, I mean independent. You do it by yourself, for the purposes of escaping the maze. That's the kind of research that almost nobody in life has ever seriously undertaken. And that's a long-term effort. That's not something you do for a week or for a month or for a year. That's something you do for decades. What I'm talking about here sounds very simple, but people overlook the obvious. That's how we stay trapped in the maze. You might think you've read books and you've listened to teachers and you've watched the videos and you've taken a psychedelic and you've asked some questions and you've done some contemplation. No, no, not nearly deeply enough. You've read the wrong books. You've listened to the wrong teachers. You haven't independently verified the things that they've said. You haven't found the truth of it in your own direct experience. You haven't seriously asked any high quality questions about life. I'm constantly baffled because I open myself to answering people's questions a lot. I devote a significant chunk of my life's time to answering people's questions. I answer hundreds of questions every single week. I've answered thousands, tens of thousands of questions in my short career of running actualize.org over the last 5 years. I've answered literally tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 questions. And I'm shocked by how low quality the questions I get are. For every 100 questions, I'll get one high quality question and 99 ridiculous, petty, myopic, irrelevant questions. There are teachers who will offer guidance to you for free. Rats who have escaped the maze, who have all the answers, who are just sitting around. You can email them, you can talk to them, you can ask them comments and questions on forums and on YouTube and other places. You could even ask to meet with them face to face, and many of them will meet you. Because the irony is that those rats who have escaped the maze, they've done such a rare thing that the majority of rats don't acknowledge the significance of what these rats have accomplished, the ones who've escaped. And so they don't even bother asking the ones who've escaped, what do I need to know to escape? What am I doing wrong? They don't even bother. They don't even bother to ask these questions. Just teaching yourself how to ask high quality questions. That one thing, if you can spend the next year to train yourself how to ask high quality questions, that right there will transform the whole trajectory of your life. Contemplation. I keep talking about contemplation, but nobody listens to me. Nobody seriously contemplates the things that I say. For every 1,000 people that watch one of my videos and hear me tell them to contemplate something that I say, they don't actually do it. Google. You have a tool at your disposal, Google, that you can go into, you can type stuff into, you can get answers to almost any, literally any question that you have ever imagined in your entire life has already been asked and is already in the Google database. All you need to go is type into Google your question and you will get all sorts of responses. Now, of course, I'm not saying that the first response you get is going to be the right one. When you're doing deep research, you have to be able to go through many sources and know how to sort the wheat from the chaff. That's very important. So part of the mistake that people make is they go start to do research and they just start to blindly believe whatever the first thing that they research. That ain't real research. That's bullshit. Real research is when you're using hundreds of sources, studying hundreds of diverse perspectives, keeping your mind open to all the different possibilities, and then interconnecting all the dots over a long period of time. That's what serious research looks like. When you're asking powerful questions, when you're Googling away, when you're reading hundreds of books, when you're reading the right books, when you go out of your way to research what are the right books. Not just any books will do. To escape the maze, you need the right books. You need the right teachers, the right videos, the right courses. But the good news is that if you were serious about the search, you would start to see everything align towards that end. We live in a time where it's easier than ever to do research. You can find cheap books, free books, get used books on Amazon. It's so easy these days. Just try to imagine how hard it would have been to do this 500 years ago, even 50 years ago. And yet people just take it completely for granted. What we're talking about to escape this maze is really the hero's journey. Go check out my video, The Greatest Hero's Journey. That's all about this. And there I give you some more details about that. Also, my life purpose course is all about how to get serious about the hero's journey and understanding what that really means and how to get going on it. But the problem, see, the problem is that most people don't actually do a hero's journey in their life. What, 1 in 100, maybe 1 in 1,000 probably do a hero's journey in their life. The rest don't. The rest are just following all the other rats. And that's a huge point right there, is stop following other rats. You cannot escape this maze by following other rats. You need to think for yourself. That's one of the biggest traps that people fall into, is they don't think for themselves. They think they can just get onto some sort of technique, some sort of cookie cutter solution that's going to solve this maze for them, and then it turns out not to work. And that's what religion basically is. What is religion? Fundamentally, it is when some rat escapes the maze and realizes how wonderful it is outside the maze, that he comes back to all the other rats and says, "Hey, I can help you guys escape." And so they all start to listen to him and start to blindly follow him. And so whatever insights he had from his personal journey of escaping the maze, he delivers those insights to the other rats. And those rats just say, and they just blindly follow that. And then 1,000 years later, they're still blindly following that without realizing that in 1,000 years, the maze has completely changed and morphed and evolved such that by following those principles, you'll actually end up shooting yourself in the foot and getting yourself even deeper stuck in the maze. And also, of course, what's not recognized is that every rat has a unique situation, different geographic location, different upbringing, different genetics, different personality, different psychology, different physical abilities and ailments, different strengths and weaknesses, different genders, different proclivities, different kinds of fears, different kinds of trauma that they received as a baby rat growing up. So all of these are huge factors, which make it impossible to have a one-size-fits-all solution to get every rat to escape the maze. This means that the number one thing you need to escape the maze is to think for yourself independently, which almost no rats like to do. They like to just get a ready-made solution. And by the way, not just religion, but I'm not just picking on theistic people. Same problem with any kind of other ideologies. Secular ideologies also will get you lost in the maze. Even psychotherapy, even various kinds of self-help material, secular self-help material and advice, and psychological advice that you might get from some university professor, for example, for how to live your life, which might be just secular and it might sound like good advice, but it'll still not really work for you unless you think for yourself. Another important point for escaping the maze is going meta, which means that you need to study the maze itself rather than how to get more cheese. And this is where people get really trapped, is they think that, whoa, Leo, so what you mean by research is let me go get some books and watch some videos and ask some questions and do some Googling for how to get more cheese. And then that's what's called research. No, that's not research. That's you driving yourself deeper into the maze. You need to start to ask the kind of questions which are not about the cheese, but about the maze itself. Like, what is the maze? What's it doing here? What's it made out of? Is it a physical maze or a non-physical maze? How do I know? Who can I trust in the maze? What kinds of research is legitimate? What kinds of research will get me trapped deeper in the maze, and what kinds of research will actually help me escape the maze? You see, so these are questions. These are meta questions, questions about questions, questions about the maze itself, the structure of the maze. That's what you need to study. You need to study the structure of the maze and why it's there and what it's doing in order to be able to overcome all the various tricks and traps. It's super important that you study hundreds of diverse perspectives. This is one of your key safeguards against getting trapped and stuck in some cul-de-sac in the maze, which very many rats do. And the reason that happens is because they didn't bother to study hundreds of diverse perspectives, literally hundreds. I study hundreds of perspectives, not just 10, not a few dozen, hundreds of different books from hundreds of different disciplines, hundreds of different teachers from all sorts of cultures, traditions, eras. This is necessary because all of them will only provide you with a partial perspective. Nobody has the full perspective. Nobody will provide you with the full truth. At best, you will get a partial truth, at best. And sometimes you will get complete delusion and deception. And the only way you will be able to know what's delusion and deception is by cross-referencing all of these hundreds of diverse sources against one another and stepping back and looking and saying, oh, okay, now I can see who's full of shit there. That's the only way you're going to prevent yourself from making catastrophic mistakes, running into dead ends. And also because there are so many different kinds of traps that exist, that if you only study a few perspectives, you will only understand a small handful of all the potential traps, which will not be enough for you to avoid all the traps that exist. And because every teacher who teaches you, or every book or teaching or whatever, every philosophy, whatever it is, they will only be able to present you with a small section, like less than 10% of all the traps that exist. And because you're a unique rat, and the teacher who's teaching you it's his own unique rat, the traps that he worried about to escape the maze were different than the traps that you need to worry about. And he can't anticipate all of your traps because you're different than him. And because there are so many of them, which is why you need to study all these different perspectives. This means literally reading hundreds of books. You need to read, I would say, to really succeed in this project, you need to read at least 300 books. Like, that's probably a bare minimum. Read at least 300 books. And by that, I don't mean fiction books and novels about vampires and Game of Thrones and shit. No, I mean like hardcore technical self-help, psychology, philosophy, physics, metaphysics, spirituality, non-duality, psychedelics, that sort of stuff. The kind of books that you can't just skim through or speed read. These are the kind of books you got to sit down, read them cover to cover, seriously, slowly, underlining, highlighting, really contemplating what's being talked about, connecting dots. I don't mean that the books you've read in school or in college count towards these 300. These 300, they count after college, after you're done with college, after you exit that indoctrination system, and you're thinking just for yourself, now independently, you're doing independent research for the first time in your life, now your counter starts. It starts at zero. So how many books have you read since then? Radical open-mindedness is absolutely central to be able to do this independent research. You need to start to question the most obvious things. You need to investigate your own mind, yourself, and your emotions. You need solitude and free time to do this investigation, which, of course, most rats don't have because they're so busy chasing after cheese. You need to have intention and focus to escape the maze. This is critical. Intention and focus. Intention is something I'll shoot a dedicated episode on in the future. But you need to have a sense of what you're doing and why you're doing it, why it's important to you. That's intention. And you need to have focus. That means you need to be clear in your own mind about what you're doing it. You need to be decisive. You also need to have a strong work ethic and discipline. If you ever want to escape the maze, you need to have some form of note-taking. A commonplace book. Go see my episode about keeping a commonplace book. Because as you're doing all this research and you're reading all these 300 books and so forth and going to courses and watching videos and all this, how are you putting all of this together? How are you connecting all these dots? Just in your mind? You're just going to connect these dots in your mind? No, it's going to escape your mind. You can't keep all this information inside your mind. So you need some sort of note-taking system, some way to organize it all. You also need vision and patience because this project will take a long time. This is not a quick fix solution to anything. This will take years. This will take decades. This is your entire life's work here, is escaping this maze. So yes, it takes some time, some decades. This is not a problem. You don't need to rush through it. Be patient with it. Have the long-term vision that this is what you're doing. This is what your life is about. And actually start to enjoy the process. This is not a chore. This is exciting. This is actually what life is. It's exciting to be navigating this maze. There's new stuff around the corner. That's adventure, excitement for you right there. That's fun. But it's a serious sort of fun, you see. It's not a sort of a immature fun that you get from playing a video game, where it's all very sugary. You know, in a video game, all the systems have been designed to just reward you with pleasure at every turn, such that you don't need any strong work ethic, you don't need to really think about anything, you don't need to sometimes grind through some phase of the game, although sometimes some games you do need to grind. But generally, games are very sugary. But in life, it's a more mature version of a game. You see? And you got to build it up. It takes time and momentum to build it up to this point where you actually start to engage in the game of life in the same way that you get engaged in a video game. See, it's very easy to get engaged with a video game because that's how they're designed. But life is designed for a more mature sort of palette. And so it takes a few years of work, maybe even a decade of work, for you to really ramp yourself up and build up enough momentum to really start to say, oh yeah, now, you know, I'm working on this every single day and it's exciting and it's fun and there's new stuff happening in my life and I'm really exploring this maze. The reason that many people never even really start to explore the maze is because they already feel so stuck and they don't have enough vision and patience to go through that initial process of building the momentum. It's much easier for them to just plug into something quick, like playing some online game, where they get a sort of a simulation of escaping the maze, but really it's happening inside of this virtual box environment, and then they get absolutely no reward for it. In fact, when you beat a game, it's the exact opposite of escaping the maze. You feel terrible. There's no real reward at the end of that tunnel, unlike with real life. Another important component to escaping the maze is practices that increase your awareness. Having these practices and doing them daily is super important because you're not going to be able to escape the maze purely at your current level of awareness. Raising your awareness is central to escaping this maze. But it's not the only component. And this is where people go wrong, is they think that, well, since awareness is everything, I'll just work on my awareness and ignore all the other stuff, ignore all the research. I'll just do my one meditation practice, and that's going to solve my whole life. And of course, it won't. Raising your awareness is a very important component, but it's still one component. And lastly, what I'll tell you is you need heart and love and intuition. You need to bring love and heart into your research, into your life purpose, into your work, into this whole process of figuring out life. You're doing it for love, for the joy of it. You love the maze. And you're using your intuition more than just your logical brain to connect the dots. Because your intuition is much more intelligent than your logical mind. Your intuition is multi-parallel and non-linear, whereas your logical mind is very narrow and very sequential, and it's way too linear to figure this maze out, because guess what? You're inside of a non-linear maze. It's a non-Euclidean maze. It's a non-Aristotelian maze. It's a non-Newtonian maze. So you might wonder, Leo, well, what lies for me outside this maze? And this is difficult to communicate. This is part of the whole problem of escaping the maze, is that what lies outside the maze is so remarkable, so incredible, so astounding that it's impossible to communicate to anyone inside the maze. And this makes it very difficult to explain to the rat why it's worth his while to do all this work to escape the maze. Because the dumb rat needs a simple, gross, material vision that he can just latch onto like a piece of cheese. See, the rat understands cheese. He knows its smell. He knows its yellow color. And so for him, that's what has motivated his whole life, is chasing these cheesy objects. But what lies outside the maze is something of a different kind altogether. It's not cheese. So it's difficult to explain what it really is and why it's worth pursuing. Really, what lies outside the maze is unimaginable beauty. The way life was meant to be lived, the true life. You don't know what true life really is so far as you're in the maze and you're chasing cheese. And the more that you figure out of the maze, the greater your life becomes, until you reach levels of life that are so extraordinary and so remarkable that you have no words for it, and it becomes impossible to explain it to anybody around you, because any rat that you tell about it to, it just goes over their head, because all they understand is cheese. They can't understand the value of anything but cheese, because that's what they've been chasing their whole life. So it's very much worth your while to escape the maze, but I can't quite explain to you why exactly that is. That's why it takes a certain kind of intuition and a certain kind of faith that it will be worthwhile to escape the maze. You don't know for sure, but you can intuit, because you've been dropped in this maze and you realize that, hey, I know nothing about it. That means that I also don't know how amazing it could get. I don't know how amazing life can get. So I don't want to assume that it can only get so amazing, when in fact it can get a million times more amazing, right? So I don't want to artificially limit myself. So what I want to do is I just want to leave the question open as to how amazing it can be. And I want to harbor the intuition, or the faith, if you want to call it that, that it can get really fucking amazing. I don't know for sure, of course. You can't know until you do it. And that's part of the beauty of the maze, is that the more you figure out of it, that the more of the maze you figure out, the more astounded you become at how amazing it is, and just how more and more and more and more amazing it gets, to the point where you reach a certain point where you say, it's not possible anymore. It's like, it's beyond human levels of happiness or joy or anything. It's just, it's beyond words. And that's actually what makes it so amazing. Something that's really amazing is it's literally beyond your ability to express. That's true amazement. And that you can definitely get by solving this thing. So I want you to start to live every day of your life as though you are figuring out this maze. This is your highest strategic intent. If you remember my episode about being a strategic motherfucker, I talked about strategic intent and how you need that to be a good strategist. Well, here it is for your life, is you ask yourself every day, what am I doing today? And the answer is, I'm figuring out life. That's the overarching thing that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to figure out life. And how am I doing that? By researching, by studying, by taking notes, by contemplating, by putting pieces together, by doing research, by going out there and taking all the steps that then my research entails. You see, research isn't just about sitting back and Googling stuff and watching videos and taking notes. Research is also like, when you research, you will also come to these points where you realize like, oh, that means that if this is true, then I got to go out there and do this. And then you have to go out there and do that, take the action. So this is also, the research also comes with action steps. So you take that action. Then that opens up a new domain of research. So you do some more research tests as well. If that's true, then I got to do this. And so then you got to go and do that. And sometimes it takes you a year or two to figure that or to complete that step. And so you keep doing that and you kind of baby step your way further up and up the maze until you're all the way out. So that's what you're doing every day. You're not getting up to go to your boring, lame 9-to-5 job. That's not strategic intent. That's just a waste of life, is what that is. You're not waking up to go to school to get an A on your test. That's bullshit. That's not figuring out life. You're waking up every morning and you're thinking, as you're brushing your teeth, you're thinking, okay, what's the next thing I got to figure out about this maze to escape it? That's what you're thinking. And if you're going to work because you got to go to work to pay your bills, I understand that. There are realities within this maze. You know, the rats do need some cheese. You can't eliminate all the cheese chasing because if you don't get enough cheese, you're going to starve to death in the maze before you escape. So you do need to nibble on some cheese here and there. That's what your job is and your schooling and so forth. So yeah, you still need to do that. But as you're like, for example, going to your job and maybe you have some sales job where you're just standing around most of the day waiting for customers to come to you so you can ring them up or something. You're thinking, you're making plans, you're visualizing, you're meditating, you know, whatever you're doing, you're finding ways to make use of your time. Whatever time you've got to be figuring this shit out. You're philosophizing, you're contemplating, whatever you're doing. Maybe you even have a book that you can pull out that you can read a little bit here and there and underline and highlight while you're waiting for some customer to come by, right? See, you become strategic because as long as you have the intent to solve the maze, that becomes enough. The secret is that you don't actually need to know how to solve the maze. This is a huge sticking point for people. They think that, oh, Leo, but I don't know how. It seems like you have some answers, but Leo, you're being so vague here. You're not telling me how to escape the maze, so I don't know. It sounds like a good idea. It sounds nice, but I don't know what next step to take. You don't need to know. It doesn't matter. That's the beauty of it. You don't need to know. What you need is you need the intent. You need the desire. You need that sense of purpose every day. That's what you really need. If you have that, the how will fix itself. That's what your research will reveal. That's what your contemplations will reveal. You have all the answers within you and around you at your disposal. You've got Google, you've got forums, you've got questions, you've got teachers you can talk to. I mean, you've got it all. You've got all the resources. You've got millions of books available on Amazon very cheaply. So you've got it all. The problem is you don't care. The problem is you don't have a sense of seriousness and no sense of real strategic intent. That's your bigger problem. That's what I'm really worried about. That's why we're talking about it this whole episode. Escaping the maze has never been easier, but also in a certain sense, it's never been harder. Because we have so much proliferation of information. How do you sort the wheat from the chaff effectively? That's tricky to do. A lot of the information out there will get you stuck in a dead end. And you have to be especially careful to watch out for ideological solutions. A lot of people, a lot of rats, see, rats get smart. A smart rat who wants a lot of cheese in this maze, what this rat will do is they'll say, you know, it's really a lot of work for me to be running around collecting all these individual bits of cheese. That's real hard stuff. I got a better idea. Let me come up with an ideological scheme that I can infect other rats with, which will get those rats to run around for me, collect the cheese, and then bring it back all to my lair, to my cheesy rat lair, where I will just swim in all this cheese. And that's what all these people who peddle ideological solutions to you are, whether they're religious ideological solutions or political ones or libertarian ones. You know, we've discussed all this stuff in my How Ideology Works episode, and I have various episodes about culture, my rant against culture. In the future, I'll be talking about cults and cult psychology. That will be very illuminating for you guys. And so all of these are various kinds of ideological solutions, but really all they're doing is they're just acquiring cheese for the fat big rats, and you become their tool. So be very careful about that. When you're deeply stuck in the maze, I want you to remember this, because you'll come across this point, you know, because life is long and you'll have lots of ups and downs in this life, moments where you think that you're breaking through the maze, only to discover that, oh man, you're just inside of a smaller maze, inside of a larger maze, and just have all this work to do. And sometimes you go down some corridor and you hit a dead end. And that can be very demoralizing, and you might feel down, you might feel depressed, you might even feel suicidal at certain points in your life. You might feel very lost. You might feel like, Leo, I don't know what next step to take. And that's where you need to cultivate hope. Trust the process. Trust your strategic intent. Trust your heart. Trust the overall mission that you're on. Trust that as long as you have the desire and the intent, the solutions will present themselves to you. Not necessarily today or tomorrow, but they will. Almost inevitably, they will. There are so many solutions floating around. There are literally millions of solutions floating around. And you don't need that many. You only need a small handful of them. You don't need all of them. So there are way more solutions floating around than you'll ever need. So what you need to do is you need to cultivate hope in those times. And fundamentally, what your hope is grounded in is in your own capacity. Because you realize ultimately that this maze that you're in is really none other than yourself. You are lost inside of yourself, inside of your own mind. You have architected this maze for your own amusement, really. And you're in it. It doesn't always seem amusing to you, but that is a more mature form of amusement. See, an immature form of amusement is all sugar and positivity. A mature form of amusement is one that also includes pain and suffering and depression and difficulty and crisis and loneliness and all sorts of stuff like this, calamities of all kinds. That's a more mature version of entertainment. So this is what you've designed for yourself, and you're in this maze. And since you've designed it for yourself, you also have the capacity to escape it. So don't doubt yourself. Keep the hope. And remember that even during those darkest, most bleak times, you got the next day. You know, the next day you wake up and you just ask yourself again, okay, I'm back at it again. How do I solve the maze? And in fact, last night, when I was depressed or when I was miserable and when I was hopeless and I thought that I was lost forever, well, that was actually the thing that's going to get me to take my whole quest even more seriously the next day. That's what motivates you. The suffering is there to motivate you to escape the maze. It's not there to torture you. It's actually a very important guidance system for you. Because otherwise, without the suffering, you would just completely gorge yourself on cheese. And you wouldn't understand why there's something greater beyond the cheese, right? So the suffering that is there to show you that even if you get all the cheese that you want, you're still going to suffer. And it's still not the same as having escaped the maze. And for many rats, what they do need to do for many years is they need to eat a bunch of cheese, chase a bunch of cheese for a long time, to learn the lesson that, hey, chasing all this cheese still doesn't fundamentally change anything about my life. I'm still trapped in this maze. Oh, okay. See, and that comes usually from suffering. That doesn't just come from eating lots of cheese. That comes from gorging yourself on cheese to the point where you're disgusted with it, to the point where you're crying from this glut of cheese that you've consumed. And then the next day you wake up and you're like, okay, that clearly doesn't work. That's clearly a cul-de-sac in this maze. Let me now look for the light. Let me try to escape this for real. So remember to keep the faith, keep the hope, and keep working this maze. Don't give up. All right, that's it. I'm done here. Please click that like button for me and come check out actualize.org, where there are various kinds of resources to help you escape the maze, like my blog, the forum where you can ask questions that I often answer. I especially try to answer the really good questions. I'm often surprised that so few people ask me high quality questions on the forum. So mostly what I do on the forum is I just kind of dick around and have fun and am sarcastic, because the questions I get asked are pretty ridiculous most of the time. But when someone comes with a really genuine question, I actually like spend time trying to answer it. What else? The Life Purpose course. That's all about navigating the maze. And I'm forgetting my book list. Yeah. Lots of books for you on the book list. Over 200 books of life-changing books there for you to read. That's like 10 years worth of reading material right there for you. So stick around with actualize.org. As you're watching the various videos that I'm putting out there, make sure you're putting them into a larger context, the overarching big picture. Because sometimes I go into the weeds on some topic here and there, and we need to do that. That's important. But also, never lose sight of the big picture. Understand what actualize.org is. It's a collection of ideas to help you to solve this maze. It's really a collection of maps of the maze. But each map is partial, because the maze is so vast, it's so infinite, that there can't be one map for the whole damn thing. You've got little partial maps, and different rats at different points need different maps. And so that's why I'm putting out episodic content, you know, try to get you a little map for a particular problem that you might have. And so you use that one, or you put it in your back pocket for when you might need it next year or whatever. That's what this whole enterprise boils down to. So put it all into the bigger picture context and stick around for more, because there are still many important maps that I need to share with you in the future.